Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 505 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, writing about 2 minutes after he finished dictating the letters. I don't know how long it took me to write them. I am not a very rapid typist. During the time I was writing, Mr. Dot Frank was in the inside office, except when he came out to talk to Mrs. White and came to the door with those men. After typing them, I took them into him to sign. He folded the letters and put them in the envelopes himself. He did not ask me to stay until he looked over the letters. As to what else there was to be done that day, from the looks of the papers on his desk, he had a good many to dispose of. He went through them as he was dictating to me, and there were a good many that he had to get rid of. I was over at the factory the previous Saturday morning. He was not working on the financial sheet. I got up for him the number of gross deliveries and the price, and made an average charge of how much each gross would cost. That was a part of the data necessary for the financial sheet. When I testified before the coroner, I thought that was the financial sheet itself, because I had never seen a financial sheet before. I know now that it was the average sheet. I transferred some of those things to the average sheet. I never did see the financial sheet. Mr. Montag gets it. I did not help Mr. Dot Frank on the financial sheet the previous Saturday. It was the average sheet I helped him on. I discovered my error as to this being the average sheet and not the financial sheet soon after the coroner's inquest. I know that Mr. Dot Frank was not working on the financial sheet on the Saturday morning previous to the 26th. He was busy with something else altogether. He simply gave me that data to work on. I did not identify the financial sheet at the coroner's inquest. I didn't even know it. I was not in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. inner office on April 26th, excepting when I got the orders from him. When I told the coroner's jury, if I did tell them that, I didn't remember being in his inner office at all. I have never been in a courtroom before. I was so rattled that I wasn't exactly myself. Mr. Dot Frank told me that morning he wished Mr. Schiff would come over and finish the